I'm trading with the mission trip group because they certainly had many great experiences out in Montana. So if I can keep this to 5 minutes, it'll be divine intervention. I really want to try to do that. Jesus does a miracle in Acts chapter 2, and you and I get to be a part of that miracle. He creates the church, and only the Lord does miracles, so that only the Lord can create faith in an individual and faith in a group of people. And if you read a little bit earlier in Acts chapter 2, God brought together people from, listen to these parts of the woods, these next nations, Libya, Israel, people from Arab lands, people from Rome, people from Egypt, brought them all together, gave them His Holy Spirit so that they would know Christ and follow Christ, and made them one. And there's phrases in the Scripture that describe who they were. They were all together. They were in one accord. They continued to meet. They had everything in common, something only God can do. Build that kind of faith in an individual. And if we took all the backgrounds here this morning, we would sound like that variety from the book of Acts. And it says, the Lord added to their number. The Lord builds faith in people and builds the church. No one else can do that. They started off with 125. Pretty soon there were 3,000. And today, 125,000 people come to faith in Christ around the world. And we'll hear about three young ones who came to Christ out in Montana from the short-term mission trip. But what did the Lord ask the people to do? What was the driving force in their life that helped them to get to know their King better? What did they devote themselves to? Well, here's a couple of things that we want to be devoted to. First, they devoted themselves to teaching from God. That is the apostles' teaching. So a Christ-centered church was a Bible-centered church, you might say. Everything what God had to say, they wanted it for their hearts, for their lives. For my own life and for Christians that I know, I get stronger by looking into the Scripture and finding out who Christ is, what He wants me to do. And not just reading it so I can have a close feeling with the Lord, that's very important. But to almost let the Bible read me. I say, open God's Word, let the Bible read you and tell you where your heart's at with Him. He'll give you great encouragement and challenge. They devoted themselves to the teaching of God's Word. What could you do that in Sunday school? Devote yourself to the teaching of God's words. Could you do that in church? Could you do that in the home? As you open the Bible and say, what does the Lord have to say to me? Or as you go, you listen to certain things on the radio or TV. Devote yourself to the Word of God. And then they devoted themselves to Christ-centered fellowship. I find this is the most difficult part in contemporary society. And I know for me, I am seldom close to Jesus if I am not close to other believers. How is it with you? I am seldom close to Jesus if I am not close to other believers. They devoted themselves to fellowship. Just to have an open-heartedness. How can I pray for somebody? How can I be of help? The opposite of that is real spiritual illness. A Christian counselor wrote that the opposite of open-hearted sharing is a door to pathology. Pathology is the study of illnesses. But if you would open your heart to others, to say, well, this is how I need God, or this is what He's talking to me about in life, you will find health. They devoted themselves to the fellowship. Would you be devoted to the fellowship? Wednesday, gather and pray. Look out for each other throughout the week. Be shoulder to shoulder in your walk with God. Encourage one another. Care for one another. And then they devoted themselves to times of serving and prayer. These folks are going to talk about serving. I don't serve well. I'm all the thumbs. I'm willing, but have a lot of disabilities in terms of serving. And they devoted themselves to prayer. When we pray, we change. If you caught Mike's devotional there. God changes us when we pray. That's why you as an individual will really only be as healthy as your prayer life. We as a church will really only be as healthy as our times of gathering to pray. Say, Lord, we need you. And then last, they devoted themselves to enjoying God and praising Him much. In the future, I'm going to, and I talked to a couple of music people about this, write down one of your favorite songs, and we'll have a couple of services where we string them together with some musicians' help and spend a significant amount of time praising God in song. I miss that in my life, and I want to do that more often. Devoted to His Word, to fellowship, to prayer, to serving, to praising God. If you've been to a Stone Cold Ice Cream Place, I'm not supposed to give plugs, but anyway, I like the atmosphere more than the ice cream. If you go into that place, you got all these happy workers, and every once in a while they'll break out in song. I guess they're trained to do that, and it's you'll say they must be excited about something. As your heart breaks out in song to God, people will know God is at work in your life. Could you devote yourself to those things? And remember, if you need help, only Jesus could create that faith in you. Only He could create the impossible, the miracle of the church, the miracle of God's people. Pray with me for folks who have special needs. We do want to pray for the Hughes family, who's recently lost someone they knew as a foster child, and the little 2-year-old, I believe, life was taken. And just a very sad time for them. For others who face surgery, for little ones who go to school, just a time of silent prayer. Could you pray as I lead? Lord, we turn to You. We want to put our trust in You this morning. Help us to say in our hearts, Jesus is Lord. For us, for our loved ones, we hold before You all those who go to school, college, rushing off to preschool this week or whatever grade they're in. Help them to study like they would pray. Help them to study like they would sing as an act of worship to You. Might they connect with friends and teachers and be kept safe in Your care. Father, comfort Chuck and Betsy Hughes, their extended family, as they remember life given. And just surround them with your loving kindness. Be with those who got help from the hospital this week. For Pete Yacko and Louise Steck, Stacy Nelson, Kylie Perfetta, Carol McCleary. Hear our silent prayers for those who hurt emotionally or physically. Lord, help us rejoice in You as we go. Use us to pass on the good news that Christ is Lord and a trustworthy Savior is our King. In Your name we pray. Amen. Could you stand with me, please?